If you have painful feet and a sore back from standing all day at work, then in the rest of this video, I'm going to show you three yoga poses that can help alleviate that pain. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, we put a video like this on this channel. And when you subscribe, we've got some great videos coming your way, including restorative yoga for constipation. And I've got a guest on my channel. Her name is Laura. She's going to be doing therapeutic yoga exercises for your neck. She's an occupational therapist. So I'm looking forward to that video for you. So today we're going to be talking about if you stand all day. There's a really interesting study that came out in the Journal of Epidemiology that showed that if you stand all day at work, it's actually more harmful than if you sit all day at work. And this goes to show that actually maybe sitting isn't the new smoking, that standing is. And I know I get a lot of requests from people for what can I do if I stand all day, that, you know, your feet are really sore, your back is really sore. And there's a study that was done in that journal. They studied a huge group of people, 8,000 people, and they showed that those people were 34% more likely to suffer from heart disease. And I'll link to that in the show notes. You might wonder why that is. Well, what actually happens if you stand all day at work, and usually people who stand all day at work have to stand in one spot. So what ends up happening is that blood pools in around your feet and it doesn't go back to your heart. So that puts a lot of stress on your heart. And it causes pains in your legs and cramps in your legs at night. It causes varicose vein and swelling in your legs and your ankles and your feet. And so it's really uncomfortable. When you come home from your work, I'm going to show you these three yoga poses that you can do right now that should really help. So let's get to it. So the first pose you're going to do is legs up the wall. If you sit next to the wall, bend your knees, put your hip right up against it and roll around, you'll be able to get your legs up the wall. And this will help to get the blood flow back down from pooling in your ankles and your feet and bring it right back down to your heart where it's supposed to be. You can stay resting here for 10 minutes. I'll even stay for 20 minutes. This will also definitely help with your sore feet. So just come here and rest after work. And after you've just rested here for about 10 minutes, 20 minutes, then we can do something that we do a lot in yoga called the foot series. And when you're at home, you can do this without your shoes on and when it's not cold outside like it is here. But basically what you're going to do is point and flex your feet. And this will add to the circulation in your feet, help with sore feet as well. And then circle your feet. And circle your feet the other way. And then once you've taken care of your feet and your heart that way, you can draw your knees into your chest, and this will help to stretch out your low back. So I hope you enjoyed this video in Beacon Hill Park with the Blue Herons today. If you would like my 8 best days of yoga for back pain, then go to melissawess.com/backpain and we'll send that right to your inbox. And you know I love my fabulous finishers, so if you made it all the way to the end of the video, be sure to put "my blood is flowing where it's supposed to be now." And thanks so much for watching. If you know somebody who stands all day at work, then be sure to share this with them. Thanks for liking the video, sharing it on your socials, and subscribing, and I will see you next week. Namaste.